Do you ever feel like the one thing holding you back from the life and business that you want is your own confidence? Or maybe despite your achievements, you find yourself struggling to really enjoy the journey. What if I told you that confidence and joy are not just nice to haves, but essential ingredients for a fulfilling life and business? Welcome back to this session where we dive into mindsets and strategies you need to create a life and business that you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Anne Mariah, transformation strategist and coach. Today, we're exploring two powerful forces that can elevate your entrepreneurial journey: confidence and joy. These aren't just abstract ideas. They're actually keys to unlocking a life and business that truly feels fulfilling. A few days ago, there was a commotion at the neighbors, and I mean, this guy tore apart the house, pulled out cupboards, did all sorts of things. I later found out that he had gone through a really terrible experience that was related to his business. The honest truth is that the entrepreneurial journey will have its challenges. There will be times when you feel drained, when you feel deflated, and really discouraged. Your response to the setback is very important. To break out of the cycle, it's important to rebuild your confidence and rediscover your joy. It's not easy. But you know what? It starts with confronting your fears. What's that you're afraid of? Letting go of the need to have everything perfect and learning to celebrate small wins. As you do so, not only do you start to feel more confident, but you actually begin to enjoy your work again. You begin to flourish as a result. So here are some key points I'd like to share with you. The first one is, confidence is actually built through action, not perfection. You see, confidence doesn't come from waiting until conditions are perfect. It comes from taking action despite your fears. Every time you step outside of your comfort zone and accomplish something, no matter how small, you build confidence. Start with small, manageable challenges, and as you succeed, your confidence will grow. Remember, confidence is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The second thing is, joy comes from purpose, not just achievement. So what do I mean? Joy isn't just about reaching your goals. It's about you finding meaning in what you actually do. When you align your work with your values and passions, joy becomes a natural part of the process. Take time to reflect on what truly matters to you and how you can infuse this into your business. When your work is purposeful, even on the tough days, you will feel that what you're doing is meaningful, and that will motivate you to keep going on. The third thing is, celebrate the journey, not just the destination. I know for a long time this has been something I've struggled with, but I'm getting better and better. You see, it's crucial to celebrate the journey and not wait to arrive at some place that you feel that when I arrive there, then I will finally celebrate. Why? Because honestly, it's so easy to just get caught up in the hustle, always chasing the next milestone. But if you only focus on what's ahead, you honestly miss the joy of what's happening in the present. You miss out on being present now. So I encourage you, make it a habit to celebrate your progress, no matter how small it is. This will not only boost your confidence, but honestly, it makes the journey more enjoyable. Building a fulfilling life and business isn't just about what you achieve, but it's also about the journey to get there, along the way, what's going on? How are you feeling about the journey itself? And so really by cultivating confidence through action, finding joy through in your purpose, because your work is purposeful, hopefully, and celebrating your journey, you can create a life and business that truly resonate with who you are, which speaks, of course, to authenticity. Now, I want to hear from you. How are you building confidence and joy in your life and business? Share your experiences in the comments and connect with us on social media. Remember, when you do comment, this could inspire someone else to take the next step. And if you've enjoyed this, please share it with somebody else who could also benefit from this. And so until next time, I just want to thank you for joining me, and let's continue to move forward with confidence.